District Rondon captures the 1960s and 70s, the period of population expansion for Latinos in New York City. U.S. economic policy in Puerto Rico after World War II displaced many farmers. One-third of the island's people fled to cities like New York, becoming its most exploited workers. Against all odds, they built a better life for themselves. Their political power grew, but like migrants today, Puerto Ricans were criminalized as bad hombres. A new generation of Puerto Ricans, among them the Young Lords, joined the civil rights, black power, and women's movements to fight police brutality, poverty, structural racism, secure better schools, hospitals, jobs, and human liberation. Puerto Ricans won the right to bilingual education, opposed U.S. invasion of Santo Domingo, and won the passage of the Hart-Celler Act, which challenged discrimination against immigrants from the Global South. So folks, New Yorkers blazed the trail on which Latin American migrants walk today.